Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movies. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, now this time
right. You're listening, Mildred, and that is Sam Cooke. Great tune. It is an appropriate melody with a sound message. I am thinking right now of the human state of the world. And how it is so upside down, the turning of civilized ways has been trashed by sodomite white people. Why this affects me so much? It is because I grew up in the church, the Holy Spirit Church. I had the Holy Spirit too. And of course, if you dictionary search of the definition for spirit may stun you to realize that there is no account in certified history. Certified history, I mean, not just in the last century or the last millennium of the BC calendar account. Having a good mental view of civilizations coming from way back in the BC age or BCE age, in any amount of time in the past, hundreds of thousands of years, that's before Christ. When did Christ appear? It's a biblical thing. It's not a historic thing. Do you understand that? A.D. Anno Domini is not certified history. It is only in the sense that we know that these Sodomites say they created an A.D. Anno Domini calendar. That's it. But that was how long ago? 2021 years ago. What was the world like before that? I know I won't have any problem with a reader with a sound mind, sane, sober person. Doesn't matter whether you're Christian or not, but as long as you read and you apply words like it is, I don't have any problem with you, because you can't turn against words when you prove that words say this. You get the result in the definition. You can't turn against that. There's only so much ways that this word is going to instruct you to choose between this and between that, and just follow what the word says. The world is turned upside down because black people allow white sodomite people to take over control. That's it. That's what I see. If I have proven over the past, like, say, 9-10 years since I, as a confused Christian, started to read civilized information and come to realize that my parent was under deep, deep Christian delusion that would not allow them, this civilized world, and to grow us, their offspring, up to understand the civilized existence of humanity, civilized humanity. They didn't have any opportunity. They would need a certain type of miracle, because they were coming out from under the British slavery in that part of the West Indies, Jamaica. They only knew the church. Just as you see in America today, black people only know the sodomite Christian church. And that A.D. Anno Domini controls the church. Sodomy white men control a church and behave like they don't control anything. That's the problem. When they affect the black people in university and college, give them mathematics and other things, but then skew their judgment the way they understand the very words and the world around you. They managed to do that. Black people no longer know that they even had a government before these guys came around 2,000 years ago and seeking political power, right? And went so blind that they actually come and do a coup, overthrow, and kick out the king. And from there till this present time, as far as I read, black people forget their origin and what history says about the way we come to be here in the future of the past. We are in the future of the past, and the future cannot exist without the past existence. Do you understand that? If we fail to recognize that our present hinged, glued to the past, because the same earth is rotating and revolving. The same earth. So what kind of past are you of that is separated from the present? So you can say you don't think about the past. In what context you don't think about the past? Because to any imaginary existence that you can think of, even if you were born, say, in the 21st century, talking about 21st century, all right, yes, the 21st century, which is, how long would that be? It's about, but that's just the other day. If you born in the 21st century, you know, this is 2021. So, you know, yeah. What do you have? You know, we couldn't have 2020 unless you have a Hurley account, because you can't jump from 0 to 20, right? So there was a calendar before these sodomites come and say they are making a calendar. What was that? And that's what we call BC, right? Fucking fools to do something like that. And what are they fucking? They couldn't be vagina. They fucking ass. To talk about they are making a new world order, and therefore they are making a new calendar. You got to be fucking a lot of ass to think that you can do that. It cannot be that you were born civilized and think that you can do something like that. To be an evolved creature like from the first development of humanity, the hominid. You follow what I'm saying? If you come from that type of existence, I can see you thinking so confused to the view of civilization. You can't be a part of civilization because you don't, you're not equipped. This brain development would make you a perfect human being. Sodomite people are not human beings. And that is very clear. Homo erectus don't give birth to civilized people. That's just clear, clear, clear. And it's the reason why these white people want to go back where they come from, leave all African territories. Because once people begin to read and see what has transpired in the world about Christmas and Easter and Jesus and God of a son, they're going to find out it's nothing other than people who fuck ass a lot. They're the one who make up this kind of world and make it up with all kind of variation, views, diversion of the truth. They are the ones who, you know, destroy the sound thinking of civilization. They do it. But guess what? If they were praying that black people don't come to their senses, I can tell you right now, their prayer not answered by their spirit God. Their spirit God sent them to kill off the black people. That's what they say. I read it here all the time from their own literature. They are such an idiot that they don't think they should hide their secret. They think their secret is safe in the Bible, where they themselves own folly that no sooner than time change and the truth comes out about what they do in broad daylight, thought that everything was okay. They're going to find out now that they don't have what it takes to stand up and prove that AB Anadamani is a legal or authorized government. They cannot show you that. They want to say, you know, tell you all these old bunch of crap that they invent and tell you that's the way it go. They can't see yet. They still of all this time, 2,000 years, these white people can't see that they are fooler than a, more stupid than a whole cat with Alzheimer's. They cannot see that yet. I grew up in the church with my parents and live on. And when I was in my early 20s, I remember how I felt, what my mind was going on. And I know the amount of what you call it, your mind is going all over, you know, all over the imaginary world. I am thinking, not making any sense. Just can't make any sense. And it's just that I just keep on being like everybody else. Right? Nobody don't think that I don't have any sense because I'm living with as much sense as everybody else living with sense. But deep inside of my being, I was never comfortable about life and what my imagination is exposed to and how I I bring together what I am imagining, what I am seeing happening in the lives of people, wherever I hear from them, hear about them, and see with my own observation. I bring it all together. And I know that something is wrong, but I couldn't tell you. I wasn't all that wise. I am not content the way things happen, the result of things. It don't look good to me. But I never get there to that level of understanding where I would say the church is the cause of it. No, 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 no. And this is the problem that we people born with civilized nature, and these white people totally destroy our thinking. You see? And what has overthrown them, if you don't see it yet, are the lies, the ridiculousness that they write in the Bible. They don't, you know, they're so stupid that they don't write about themselves and tell of the goodness of Jesus in their context. Why white people don't talk about Jesus in their context? They write a rubbish, all this rubbish in the Bible about Adam and Eve, about God who made heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. Those things cannot stand up under any kind of civilized, historic knowledge. It don't stand up. And only history. History is the only thing that causes us to have science world on this planet. And these white people don't have that. They are guilty of enormous amount of atrocities, top of atrocities, and they don't know. They don't know because they rejoice in killing black people. And call themselves heroes and call them presidents that are put to supervise the killing of black people. That's what presidents are for. It's to use the wealth of the black people and supervise their killing. That's what it's about. They do not have any civilized sense to do what they claim they're doing. The reason why, as you can see, they're totalitarian. They can't be satisfied with anything they do because they have to kill everything. They come around and behave like, oh, you know, we're doing everything, you know, to help these black people and all this kind of stuff. That's the way they come around. See? They know when they are getting too close to the edge of expose and no return. They can sense that. They are not that foolish, but they know to be totalitarian, wicked and, you know, callous and please their own idiocy. They don't know when they own something opposed to when they steal it from somebody. They don't know that. They think when they steal it from you, that's when things are okay. They are living right when they are wicked and criminal and stuff like that. And look at these white men. And the family life that they try to have. And you can tell that these white people are just putting the best outside. And the best that they put outside, you know, is far from the B, fell best. You know, they can't put best outside because their nature is beastly. They have beast nature. That's where they're coming from. Oh, minute. So all the little intelligence that they manage to get, simply because they interbreed up with the Neanderthals, now they are exposed to certain level of human frequency, so they learn a lot of things and can do a lot of things. That's understandable. But so, mingling with Neanderthal is all right for them, but not mingling with African hybrid people. The ethnicity of African. It's not okay to mingle us. We are civilized. They are not. So when they say they come and they are taking control, they don't know what they're doing. And they go out, they take army and everything like that. And Africa sit down, don't say nothing. And they do everything that is evil. And it so happened that they get black people to cooperate with them. Because we actually follow our hands and follow their command. That's what happened. But there is nothing at all in the Bible, in their Bible, that black people are believing in. There's nothing in there that supports civilization. And the Bible, not being a civilized, certified, civilized account of anything, of either God, Jesus, Satan, Adam and Eve, none whatsoever, because what they write about Adam and Eve is extracts that they, you know, slice and dice up into whatever way they want. They can't, you know, the only thing that make them write is to write real history, whether they want to or not, but that's what they're supposed to do. If they're going to come here in a world that is, you know, blessed with civilized people, and only they are civilized, they can't come in here and feign that they are civilized and make a new world order and change up everything. They, you know, I mean, they come along as sodomites over 2 million years. And now they want to behave like they're not sodomites anymore? Really? Look at their actions. And see, they are out there right now as I am talking. They have military out there in Afghanistan, in Syria, and all over the place. How do they come here to take over back every black country with and take over the military first of all? That's where their political power came. 509 BC. All right? And because they were left alone to wreck the civilized world. This is what it comes to. Right now, today, black people turn fool. You see, and anything the black, the white people offer them, they have to take it. They have to cut a deal. I'm telling you, there's no deal cutting when it comes to sodomite, be sodomite in their own indigenous land. There's no deal cutting. And you might think I'm talking crazy. I am not angry if somebody thinks I'm talking crazy. No, I there's nothing inside of me to think that I'm crazy, because if I were crazy, I would have known myself. Because I try to live on the right side. You know, if you're driving good and, you know, you are not intoxicated, you know when you're driving correctly. Because, you know, police are coming because you're drunk. No, you're driving all right from here to, you know, New York, I mean, you know, California, all over the place. You know if you're driving okay. If you're not in good shape, you're not going there out there on the highway. All right? Because that you would be going into being suicidal if you do that. So I'm saying what we have here in the world today is a very interesting thing. Very interesting. We're level development of humanity can take the world over and actually running it by the wealth of the people who are civilized and equipped to carry on orderly civilized society. That's not the way it is. What we have now is what they write in the Bible about a God, a heathen God that dwell in the sodomites. The God of the Bible is the God of sodomites. They are the one who wrote that. If you think that I'm wrong about that, you know, I'm always wanting somebody to call me and use the right book. Read the right book. I read it right. But I would give some liberty to the Christian and their by their divine book, right? You make sure you're reading the Bible good before you talk to me, because you know I've been in the book there for for centuries or stuff like that. And I was not cutting the fool. There came a time when I began to read, and I know what I'm reading, okay? But there was a time when I did not. So I'm telling you the truth. I know before and after. And right now, as far as I can see, pessimistic or in doubt like before when I didn't have answers for things. When I didn't have a clear sense of distinction between what they call BCE, before Christ, and AD, Anno Domini, is in the year of our Lord. So that means the Sodomites introduced a new world order that the kind of indigenous knowledge that we have, for hundreds of thousands of years before 509 BC, when they go at large, we have as our indigenous vernacular is done away with, because these Sodomites come with Christ so born of a virgin and turn, make the world anew, because the world was in sin. Imagine the irony, okay, that these white people got into the world. They are saying that where we are coming from and think about Adam and Eve was created back there, that's where the sin was committed. These guys, I tell you, they suck too much stinking ass. So this is what they're doing. This is what they have done. And process it to where black people accept it. Really? There was no church in the BC era, going back into traditional times in Africa, black people raising a family into little villages and stuff like that. We never have big emergence of civilization yet in the River Valley. No, we didn't. We did not. And we don't read nothing about these white people, civilization, settlement anywhere. We never read nothing about that. Black people were, though. Okay. Until the end of the Neolithic age, was drawing in. And the Neolithic age came in. The Neolithic age came in and drawing to the Bronze Age, right? Because there was the Paleolithic age, then the Neolithic age, then the Bronze Age. You see? And you track those times, these sodomites is telling you it was sinful back then with Adam and Eve. Yeah. Now, there was no Adam and Eve back there because you don't find nothing in history that recorded that Adam and Eve back there are a God with a son, nothing back in those times, 200,000 to 300,000 years ago. You don't read none of that. So when they are coming with a Bible and telling about 2,000 years when they make the world anew, you know that these are sodomites trying to get Lot to kick out his two visitors out of his house because they want to fuck those two visitors in Lot's house. Who that we have dealing with here today? White people. If you don't understand that. I stopped counting the amount of times these sodomites interfered with what I am saying. I stopped counting. And I stopped writing back to them and complain. I decide I ain't complaining to them anymore. Let the Elohim handle this situation, because I cannot be more correct in what I am saying, because it's what I have read. It is my experience with the Bible. The Bible doesn't have any truth in there about our creation. They decide that they are going to write falsehood as creation because they want us to start go deranged in our thinking and lose our indigenous understanding of ourselves. That's what these white people do. That's what they succeed in doing. Ordinary black people today, right now, who know that the church is a homosexual establishment. They don't know that. I didn't know that either. Because these white people have a certain level of trick. You see, and they think that trick is all, but that trick don't teach them to stop fucking ass. No. Instead they try and get civilized, then the problem for them. They want to become civilized like us, but they don't want to give up fucking ass. And when you're making fucking ass be a premium thing in this world of ours, then you know that something psychologically there is gone. It's gone. You know, that's not the cleansed, civilized life. If you're going down into somebody's body all and to have sex to get pleasure in there. Come on. That's why the history will tell that civilization consists of the ethnic people. Chinese, Indians, and so forth and so on. White people, where the world history textbook put them, they don't have zero access to black people. Those who mingle with them, you see what it create now? What the position that black people are in today and the reason why black people go through all these things and the gods do nothing for them except let them drink the water when rain fall and whatever else. They end up plant something in the field and they get the field, give them food and stuff like that. Apart from that, we don't get any closer to the gods because we don't have a light that radiate light to them when they look down on us and see us down here. Right? So therefore, these sodomites that our ancestors fuck with, down in future time, we suffer for it. And they write it in the Bible that sins of the father follow the third and fourth generation. It is, you read those things in the Bible. And what we interpret it to be is like, you know, is the Adam and Eve sin that we are suffering from. These sodomite white people know there is no Adam and Eve that sin in any part. They know that. I'm not joking. These white people know that, and all you see, they're living the life talking about Jesus. They know not a scrap that Jesus exists. Because the Bible doesn't tell you that Jesus exists. But we come up in a climate where we are prepped to believe it. And that's what is happening right now. We don't have a world. We don't have any heaven that, you know, is proposition to us. We don't have no heavenly proposition. The history is telling you. And they go into history and scrap out certain ideas and write it in the Bible. And grow us up into captivity, believing where they're writing the Bible. That's the way it works. They think we would never find out what they do. You see, they think that when they take the military from King Lucius Tarquinius in Rome, they think that nobody would find out that, you know, that they were leaving trails behind them. You see, I was listening to a case the other night of a policeman involved these Indo-European sodomites too, right? And, you know, two thoughts in what I'm saying to you is that this sodomite policeman, he is married, right? Where them are married for? What sodomites come to African territory and begin to use their AD on Adam and Eve? And marriage is not something that they invent. It was here by the gods. Okay? And the gods never give them civilization to marry. They decide that they want the knowledge of polytheism, and they go and learn it. That's what they did. And they begin to emulate the hybrid civilized people. That's what they have been doing over the past 12,000 years. So if you think you are living in a real world, get back to my thought here. This sodomite guy, when you see white people say they're married and stuff like that, you are black people, don't bother think, say, you know, they're like you, they're getting married just like you. White people are just pretending to be natural people. You got to understand that. There's a ton of evidence to prove what I am saying. These white people don't mean anything about Jesus, saving in the exception that they grow up into this, the 21st century, and they don't have much sense about the present societal norms that they're born in, because their parents is not in a position to tell them exactly what happened. So a lot of white people you see out there, they are just as idiotic as the black people are. The only difference is their blood that's running in their body, you see? And a lot of them are trying to live like they are natural people. But look here, they will always have their problems, you see? Now, that policeman I'm telling you about, he married, he has his wife, and he has a sweetheart. A lot of people don't understand the civilized way of life and the reason why civilized people are different from sodomites,
who are not civilized. This sweetheart gets pregnant. And did not realize that she was pregnant until about she was 5 months old. So she was heavy set though. I see her picture. She was heavy set. So I think things like that can happen to fat people. So, all right. They are all, you know, sodomite culture people, right? And they are in African territory, living like they are civilized too. That's what they're doing. They come here to have a higher life. That's what they are running for and kicking black people out of everywhere they are. Okay? That's what these white people are doing. So, black people look at them like they are superior. It's because you're definitely not reading and you're not understanding how the cookie crumble with black people and white people. Now, think about how they view life. This guy have his wife, Matthew, I mean, in natural, what we call it now, I don't see anything in the civilized reading people I don't think now, like I used to. Because I'm looking at what they write in the Bible about King David. And he had a lot of wives and concubines. Based on what I have read, since I am not all that, but based upon what I have picked up, it doesn't make any sense to hold what we're reading about King David in the Bible like it is sacred truth. I am not saying that King David did not exist. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is that what these guys write into the Old Testament and talk all kind of things about David, they don't write about themselves, right? They don't write about themselves. They are writing about African people. And is like African people not observing that these sodomites taken on a position of hooking into black people like we are relative. That's a problem. When black people believe in the Bible to where they accept what these sodomites write about David and Solomon, they go on and totally demolish. They don't write about themselves. They write about black people and destroying what black people have at the same time. You see? They use turn our head spiritually. So that is being spiritual. So this guy, I'm trying to show you, it's an abomination for black people to hug white people like your brethren in the Lord. We don't have no in the Lord brethren like what the Bible writes about. Black people don't have that. Black people don't know their history at all. To this extent. And that is the problem. And you can take anybody down when they are ignorant of what you're doing. And we don't know what these white people are doing. They are onto money. And that's it. And if you read who they were before they come into all this money, you probably faint on the ground. we come to be afraid of these white people, clearly because they work on our heads. They work on our heads because clearly they don't wouldn't be afraid of anybody if you know that you know they can't hurt you. You're not afraid of them. If you think that they can hurt you, yeah, you're gonna walk in a different route. Make sure that they think you respect them. They don't care about respecting you. And this is the problem. The man, these white people, they kill you like they kill a hen. And they only want to have next to nothing to kill you. Yeah. You see, and when they behave and like, okay, they respect people and blah, 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 they are pretending. These white people are pretending. And they're buying more time on our territory, stealing we have. The more they keep us satisfied, yes, that's why they make certain kind of allowance, you know, for black people, because they think that's all black people want. And they are not wrong. It's not all that only wrong about all, because there are those who understand and looking for ways to get out of this scam of these white people, right? Because clearly what black people don't realize, they don't realize that white people want their ass to grind. And if I say that, you're going to think something is wrong with me. I say, well, read your Bible. Read your Sodomite Bible. You see what Sodomite want from the lords who enter into Lot's house. They want, these Sodomites want to fuck these two gods. Into your Bible. If you think this guy is talking nonsense, and you're content with white people talking about their ruling go over government. Where they come from with government? I mean, black people don't know that white people say they have government, A, B, and Adamani. And what do? Invent emperors. That's what they do. Because that don't exist. And if it exists, not for them. They're not civilized to do nothing anywhere outside of Europe. That's where these white fucking ass, that's where they belong. Okay? Argue it and see who wins. I know what I am saying. These white people, look on their skin. Why you think they belong where we are? Everywhere we are, they come and take us out and have the best weapon exist on earth. They're not afraid of nobody now because they fuck us and say, all right, yeah, we fuck us, but we have all the weapons. That's what they are thinking. And they are schooled. You think they just come here? Without any kind of training, these white people are trained to kill black people. They are trained to kill black people and to be unified with themselves. They have courthouse, they have this and that and everything. All right? We are not in the know. Black people are not in the know. And therefore, we stoop down under this. And they will hold us out on the gradualism trend, walking behind them every day, every week, every month, all year round. That's what these white people are doing in black people's territory, right? And ultimately, they know that they are close to getting what they want. When they see, almost all black people believe in Jesus Christ. They are close to what they want. Because eventually, once you are under the AD and Adamani, look, they can tighten your bolt with the nut until there is no more turning. And that means you are done because you don't have anything to rely on. When I tell you today, declare AD and Adamani invalid. White people, leave Sodomites. Leave African territory. Doesn't matter
where you are on the planet, you get warning. Get out. They wanted to think that he and Adamani, they started its power. It's the power that rule the world, because they say their law that they make is what's supposed to govern the world. Imagine these sodomites. They are so crazy that they think, yes, they must come here and invent law 2,000 years ago, and black people must live underneath it. Come on and say, where you get that from? People all around the world coming to know the truth of the real world that we are in. And it doesn't matter what you see these sodomites are doing and talk about. They are the specialists. They are the scientists and stuff like that. They ain't. People apologize for sins of Catholics. And all they do is destroy the African people, the civilized people, kinds of ways. You see, get in on the money, use little bits to do something for them, and then carry on, carry on. And you cannot see any place where you can say their constitution is a good constitution, and they do take care of black people. You don't see that there. Come and complain. You see, what they're doing. They don't want black people to vote and stuff like that. But if black people are sent, they would never be voting. They would never have AD Annadamani as a government rule over them. AD Annadamani, if you are to put it to legal test, the courthouse that you're going to is not for real. It's not for real. But because black people sit down and, of course, what do you know about law? To argue law and argue your existence into a governmental precinct. How can you law? They come with this oligarchy. Theft of money and everything like that, until that they control and control your very locale that you live in. They're telling you they control all of that too. They're not sodomites, and they're coming into your territory and tell you that they govern it. And that means they are a culture, a sodomite culture. You're not sodomite culture. And they're coming into all African culture and say they control you. They control any what your concept is about, being religious. No, they don't want you to be religious. They want you to be church-like. Church believers. You see, dear Abraham unfounded according to them. Abraham found a God in disguise. Abraham is a black man. He's not a European, right? But you see, they know how to catch the fish. You see, they know they can't say European this and call, fit Abraham to be a European. You see, it won't work. So they know when they use African character, fish will pick. And if they are getting black people to support the church, they have all the support that they need. That's what is at play. And black people today don't know that the world is different from the Jesus world they're singing about. They don't know that. And if I weren't reading, I would know. Talk to this policeman to show you these people that you are dealing with there, and if you think white people really like black people. That's not true. I knocked that down with saying, if they like black people, they would respect black people. They wouldn't kill black people and take away what they have. You see, they would still be where they born and raised. Like black people are in their own territory, African territories. Why won't they stay in European territory? No, because they're not civilized enough to carry on life. You see. And since we are ready to accept them, that they can do all things, it's the reason why they're doing it. Now, when they tell you about vote for this elected person, you see, and this one, they give you a multiple choice, you know, he's Democrat or he's Republican and all that kind of stuff. See, a madness they use in Jamaica. Say madness. You see, and African people should know, as an indigenous knowledge, that democracy is not kingship product. You see? But they come in from the side, come to the back door with democracy, and before they keep it to themselves in Europe, no, they come into every black territory and kick us out and work them their magic. And pretty soon it's their land, and you must now determine whether or not you are fit to live in their territory. No, it's because we don't get the understanding. We don't get the knowledge to understand history and where we are coming from. What is governmental law? Where are these white people learning from? They surely learn it from us. They can, there's no way they can trick you if you don't read and you don't know. But if you read, they can't trick you with that. This guy, he has his wife and he has this other girlfriend. The girlfriend gets pregnant. And, of course, after told him she's pregnant, he just kill her. Yeah, just kill her. Decide to kill her. Get her out of the way. You know, you remember Peterson? You know, I think there are a few Peterson in the same kind of thing. Yeah, they just killed their woman, just like that. I mean, with child. You see? With child. You know, why would you live like that? Why do you do that to anybody at all? This is a woman, right? And if you think then people are being intimate, you know, is the deepest part of love that anybody can experience. So why do they kill their woman the way they do? They were not meant for marriage in the first place. Are living like a family. They're not coming from that origin. So I'm telling you, if you're not reading the history, you don't know. But these white people have absolutely nothing to do with black people and their society. Nothing whatsoever. They're not supposed to live among us. Okay? They're not supposed to live among us. And if you think that you want white people to be with, go where they're at, where they live. Go in their country to live with them. I don't see nobody is going to have any sweat over you who want white people to fuck. Okay? But I'm telling you, you know there is consequence in life. Our black people go fuck with these white folks back in Asia. Over the past 12,000 years ago, okay, 1,000 years ago, and here is the consequence of it. Sodomite white people, second development of mankind, ruling the world. Them no have no sense. Them think about fucking in the ass as their greatest thing to do. And now black people must join them. That's what they're doing with Adi Anadamani. A.D. Anadamani is rest on Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ clearly don't exist. These sodomites are the ones who introduced this vacuous story, because there's no such a thing in Israel. None. There's nothing about it in history. But they will forever behave like, oh, Jesus Christ died for your sin. And go back to Adam and Eve. That is not a story. Adam and Eve is not a real story. You see, it's a part of these white people's evil. Okay? And their proposition is to, like, knock the black people out. It's their agenda. They're right on saying, not lying. They must go back. Cursed are they. Go back to where you come from. One by one or dozen by dozen, they're going to go back where they come from. And all we have to do, we're not having any war at all. We never had. Speak the curse. Declare it. A.D. Anadamani is rotten. Okay? No Jesus exists. Never, ever. Come with this Bible and all this kind of stuff. Bring the Bible, come. And let's see which part in there that you can find a Jesus 2,000 years ago or even today. But they twist up the story in all kind of way that make it easy for black people to see is nonsense. Because if you jump out of the Bible and get historic accounts, like in the World History textbook, you won't see what they write in the Bible about Jesus in the World History textbook. World History textbook is not regarded as a sacred book. It's just history. History. And when you read the World History textbook, you don't see no Jesus born on the first day of what they're talking about. No Jesus was born. You have a black man that they said he was born about 4 to 6 BC before they make their pencil calendar called A.D. Anadamani. My friends, they just write nonsense and spread it all over the world and say that this is this, and black people go along with it. But if you begin to read it now and look into it, you'll find out that these people are duped. The black folks, until black folks are not much of a good to themselves anymore. This guy killed the woman and staged the scene like, you know, she commits suicide. And when his own peers, police investigators, investigate the place that set up the scene after he killed his sweetheart with child, he was, you know, surveilling the crime scene. When nobody knew he was a part or, you know, the one who has done this crime. And it took a while for them to find out that the investigation lead to him. It's a whole lot of that you see on TV. White people. I mean, they come here and teach black people to kill black people. Over the past 2,000 years. That was not happening to black people before. I know that is true. And today, even the way women have children and carry children to daycare center, black people never used to do that. These white people come and turn black people upside down. They have written
to make black people start believing in the church and stuff like that. If we begin to pay attention, they will not hang around African territories from now on out, because the energy is going to sting them where they don't want to feel it. You see, they're going to find out it was not a nice thing that they did. You're listening to Tim Aldred, author of the book Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, Manoeuvres, you know. You know, it couldn't be that the world was left to exist like I grew up to see it. There was something around us, and we don't realize it. I did not. I was just living. But my mind was vacant, and it was ready for something. For the big knowledge, because you can't want a bigger knowledge than this. And to know that white people are in the biggest slum, psychological slum, and ignorance of things that they say, wrote, and carrying on with this Jesus. They should have run away a long time ago. And this Jesus stuff doesn't even have dry limbs for you to hang something on it. They don't even have a dry limb to swing on. You see? There is nothing true about the church, and nothing that these people, we are societies tangled up with. None of it is true. None. And everything they say they own and controlling black people, it's a lie. They do not have not dust of legal rights to any of the African territory. That is true, as true can be. As much as I am empathic, look and see that these white people decide that black people must not make progress. You see, only make so much progress to keep them ruling over you. That's what their thing is all about. And they don't think that we will ever come to the maturity that they must run away from us. You see, because once the energy of the gods begin to manipulate our minds, then there is no place for the white people, them, among our societies. They are not needed among our society. We don't want nothing from them. They didn't bring anything to us. And anything they have here today, out there on the golf course and blah, 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 that's their criminal agenda. It get them that. And it so happened that they are lucky, all right? Well, thing is over with. Where will they stand? What do they have? Because what they have now is all fraud. It's fraud completely. You see? And who are afraid to acknowledge it? You will perish because you won't position yourself the way you should. If you can't see the truth that maintains civilized life, that's unfortunate. But what is happening right now is that gay men are behaving like they're not gay. Gay men officially made emperors, gods by the Roman Senate. to blustering support. So there was a time, people don't know this, let you read the history, where these same white people, when they were learning, civilized, getting civilized education and civilized way of living, go back before our time. But you can go back 2,000 years ago when they were in, they were at a certain level of achievement back 2,000 years ago. Yeah, because they started to take control from 509 BC. From 509 BC. All right? 12,000 years, you can see that they have made a lot of progress. But one of the experience that they have is when they were doing this. And to give you the best presentation on this. Okay? And where did I have that? It says, coming with it. Gonna give it to you. Listen to this. Listen to this. If you think that these white people don't mess up, filth all over the black people, right? If you think that you have a little money in the bank and blah, 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 think about the entire country, America, and how they come here and butcher up the black people here. They were here thousands of years before these white people come here, right? Because you think about from 509 BC to when they came here, 1630. Between 1620 and 1630, these faggots came, right? And you may be afraid to call them sodomites because they don't look like sodomites, a lot of it. You think when they brought in what Trump brought in to these faggots to come in and in the Capitol, you probably think that they may be the sodomites. But you're wrong about that. Trump is a sodomite. Biden is a sodomite. All of these people governing over black people, they're all sodomites. Where they come from? The Constitution is what is their document that has little or nothing in there for black people. So now they need to come out. Right? They need to come out because they have been pretending all along who they are. No, we know who they are. They didn't behave like they were sodomites way back in time that we could be in the know of it. But they gradually, they were getting a foothold, you see, to put their hands on tangible things. And that's what they work on. And ultimately, 509 BC. Right. That is 509 BC. After 509 BC, they needed to do a lot more to consolidate what they're doing and push back people where they belong. Because they want to get it at the point where legally they control you. And that's what they work for. Now, these don't have any way of establishing legal government. They don't have anything to do that. And they can only do it
because they are criminals and do it successfully because black people are behaving like they have any sense about how life works and what government is, what kingship government is. Only out there in the villages, I mean, fucking and having children, but you don't understand how civilized life is lived. You're not interested in that. So, see, a lot of us come out of that bush type of life and don't know nothing, right? You didn't go to school, so you don't know nothing. Well, basically, that's what happened to a lot of black people. That when we come up with this challenge of the white people, we don't know what to do until eventually they suppress all of us. No, but there is a seed, a root out of Jesse. The gods will not come up short. We have gotten an opportunity to establish ourselves in knowledge. Just emotion, but knowledge. You don't hear none of these black people here today from Farrakhan come right from Dr. Martin Luther King and all the rest of these guys. You don't see any of them use the Constitution and condemn it. You don't see any of them talk about the world history textbook that say this or say that. But they're talking a whole bunch of stuff. You see, about what the white man is doing and that. They don't see what history is saying. And that's the problem right now. They think fucking us, you know, it's premium. They want their Supreme Court to make us fuck us and marry two men or two women or even with cattle. That's what we're sitting on. That's what we're incubating right now. White men fucking ass as much as they want and have laws that make it legal and everything. A few decades or so ago or, you know, a century ago or stuff like that, you know, at least back then time, they were respecting that sodomy was not a thing to go on like it's civilized. They did. But then, sooner than they come into America and begin to have success and find out that black people no hope for nothing, they decide that they can marry, that make it law here to marry two sex. You know, see? That's what they do. You think if they were going forward with civilization, they would not do that. You know, they would stay here and try to make well for themselves as much as they can. But they don't decide. It is all or nothing. They decide that black people must fuck ass. Right? And if you think it's not true, why do they want you to obey A.D. and Adamani? That don't have no legs of Jesus or Gregorian emperor. None of that. It don't rest on nothing. It does not rest on nothing that symbolizes kingship government from antiquity. Kingship law code. None of that. These guys are but following so-called law that them dream up after they fuck ass and praise their God, their spirit God of the Bible. That is what we have. Now, when these guys cannot, you know, burn up everything from the sky where you have. You see what I mean? Because they don't have anything else. The challenge for them is to come clean verbally. If they say they run in court and have judges and stuff like that, let their lawyers and, you know, from the schools come and prove that what they are doing as a government is what the world history textbook says is government. Come here and invent laws to control hybrid people? Oh, no. Nothing will go like that. And it's a stop to it. It's a stop to it. It's a stop to it. And if they think that it is a joke, that it's a higher making. I'll just say to you, the safest place for you is your indigenous land. Go back to it. And there will be, you know, you shouldn't be having any problem we complaining about anything. Because once you are in where you're at, where you belong, we would never be concerned about anything. We are concerned about you and your sodomites, and you want to make us think that we must sit under AD and Adamani. AD and Adamani is null and void. Right? Take AD and Adamani and go fuck it in your own land. That's what you ought to do. We don't want you and your fucking in our place. Why do you have enough place where you come from to go nourish yourself and what you want to do? Don't come here. This is proof that you guys are criminals and you decide that the only way for you to exist is for you to kill us all. That's it. Why are you here? Come here and kill us and not one time hunt us down and lie about, you know, why you want to come here and kill us and expect us to defend ourselves? You're going to kill us. And maybe what I mean to say, why you are saying we should not defend ourselves, and that is very little of what we do in the history. Because clearly, black people have not shown that they are willing to go take up weapons to kill white people. We have not shown that. But you have done that in every given way. I mean, this is uncivilized until it's bawling out loud. You know, you are totally out of the ballpark of civilization. You're second degree human development. And look what you're doing. Look what you're doing. What are you going to do now? You're going to find out that linguistic is going to blast you out and send you back where you fuck ass by yourself into our territory. We are not that kind of people. We don't want to hear. And if from time, the gods prove that, look, you have enough time to fool around. Now, go back over where you come from and go see if you can build up a little wisdom for yourself. But don't come here and tell us that we must take your fucking, I mean, sodomite rule of AD and Adamani. When we can show you that you don't have no such thing as a valid power. All right? And put you to show it. Show it. Because all you're going to run into, it's all of these sodomite lies and, you know, going around, coming around and change up time, you guys doing that from Alexander the Great in Alexandria. They burned down the library and all this kind of stuff. Guys, take away everything that rightly belongs to us and take it, go hide it away like in a Rome, Italy. You see, everything that we have, you steal it, and it's, you know, and hide it. We are not doing it. There's a reason why you're hiding our own stuff from us, burning our books and stuff like that. It's just coming in, and learning from us. And at the same time, you taking away what we have and hide it from the rest of us. Our generation must know about it. You know, this is interesting. Very interesting. So I'm telling you, you guys, there's no way to trust white people. You know, and, you know, if you're going to trust them into some incremental way and, like, trust them to go on ruling, then what you do about the rule itself? Because we have kingship government rule. They're coming with AD and Adamani. And for the time that we are unbeknown, we can't do nothing there. We have to give account for what we know now. You see, the fact is that they don't have no kind of provision to give them right to rule over African territory. Legally, that's what I'm saying. They can't make legal government by using King the Lord that is traditionally established on earth for orderly society. They are never an orderly society. They are, heating men. That's what they are. And they want to take our little civility and make it theirs. And go like that, they are the ones. We're really getting butchering here. If you out here, you don't understand, I wish you do. I wish you do. Because you have these sodomy turn, high esteem, as it were. They are the civilized people in the world. That's the way they want to appear. Like they are civilized. And we are nobody. It's a psychological trick that they are working. Psychological trick. And I am telling you, they work so much of these tricks. And I tell you what, I'm finding the tricks. Did you know that they worship the gods? Now, you have to know the fact and the truth of it. You see? How they come in and start to write and lead black people to think the wrong thing when you read all a world history textbook. You have to become real good to read and know what you're reading. And don't go out and talk about you believing anything. This is the knowledge right here. Background, Roman religion. This is one of the lies that these Indo-Europeans, at this time when they talk about religion, they already committed the 509 BC atrocities, the overthrow in Rome. And that's the umbrella that these Indo-Europeans went under when they overthrow the king, 509 BC. That very date, they assumed the Roman name. At that time, these Indo-Europeans had no group that was Roman. They were living among Romans, and they're Indo-Europeans. They're not Romans. And who had accommodation for them? The king. And they were living under that king. Okay? So at that time, it was religion, which is a polytheism thing. Religion is polytheism. It has no way. Black people not reading, and those who are reading are spoiled anyway. They don't read and old-hearted and keen about what they're reading. So things are happening underneath their looking outside of their view. And even though it's there for them to see, they're not seeing it. But they are university graduate and all that kind of stuff. You know, to take care of stuff. Your brain can't be spoiled. And, you're seeing something and you're not seeing some things. You must have clear vision and take care of the situations. Religion ended, if we want to call it that, when these white people learn all they could, saying that they are into polytheistic religion, they feign and begin to make up their own system. And when religion end was when invented the calendar, right? After they invented the calendar, took 300 years or so, 325 years later, that they abolish religion and start up Christianity, monotheism, Jesus Christ Christianity. That's the way the history tells this story. So look at how much they were using the knowledge that they were gaining. Elohim establishment. Think about this. Augustus, which is a sodomite, brought back traditional festivals and ceremonies to revive the Roman state religion. That's when I'm telling you, it was after they steal from, you know, steal and put the king out in Rome. This is way down in like BC 75, right? And to the 300 AD, right? So all that time, they were, you know, getting their stuff together. But they are sodomites. They know from 12,000 years ago, they can't live who are heterosexual by nature. They are hybrid. They know they don't have no future with hybrid people. So all they wanted was the education. Yeah, that's right. They want the education because outside of the Elohim, there was never ever civilization on earth. So these guys up in the past, in the mountain, Caucasus Mountain, almost 2 million years before they are coming into civilization. You see what I mean? That's what the history is. And if the history must be brought to the fore, their homeland to go, because it means they're not wanted here. You see, black people must honor the gods, not these white sodomite people who want you to fuck their ass. This is the truth. And if you have something beside the truth, beside what I think the truth is, I want to see it. I want to see it. Because now, these sodomites, they own everything. They're going to tell you, you know, what to say and where to go and all that kind of stuff. Under the AD and Adamani. I'm going to tell you that. Look, go fuck that AD and Adamani. Okay? Go fuck that. Because, look, it's not for us. And there's nothing that you can show all the time you've been here and been screwing black people. Get out. Time you get up, because you don't, all I want to do don't give you no authenticity, no statute of limitation run on the evils that you guys come out and do to the black people. So this is what they did. Read it here. Augustus brought back traditional festivals and ceremonies to revive the Roman state religion, the Romans. Now remember, the Roman king was was off the throne. They kicked him out almost, say, 400 years ago, right? So here now they're talking about Roman state religion. Like, it's, who was having state religion? It was not Indo-European where changed the king out of the state. You see what I mean? So you see how they are carrying themselves, these Indo-European folks, Romans, where they get it from. Like everything else, they have to steal from African people to get somewhere. That's what these guys are. So what must we do? If they do that to us, what if we were doing something like that to them? What do you think what would they do? You can't do it to them as much as they have understanding. You can't do it to them.
What is theirs is theirs. And, you know, what is yours is theirs. You know, once they can take it away from you, it's theirs. No, my friend, that's not the way the civilized world was set up by the gods. And the only reason why we are not to stand up for it is unless we are mentally deranged. But if we have good sense, don't you think the gods expect us to live like we are sane people and all things like they have told us? Give us laws, righteous laws, to lead orderly society. These faggots don't know nothing about our orderly society. These sodomites, these homosexuals, they don't know nothing about that. They're coming here to kill you, to take away what you have. You see, I hear about 400 years now in America. You can't tell them that America is not for them. Because Trump, I tell you, it's our country. It's our country. It's their country. Imagine all of that. Nobody will touch a world institution that has all legal precedence and rule government in the world institution. You don't have another book. You know, you can only use your birth certificate, you know, for local identity. But go stretch beyond your mother and your father. The world is just textbook. Hundreds of thousands of years. This is what tells us who we are. You see? And tell us that we are hybrid. And tell us that white people come out of Homo erectus and interbreed with Neanderthals. That's what it says. Want to shut us up. We don't have any sense. These sodomites going to tell us that they must come into our land and sponge us into their sodomite way of life. We don't belong to that culture. We don't belong to that culture. But these guys think that, oh, what we have is too good for us. It's for them to come here and teach us to fuck our ass. You're going to find out that's not the way it works. Okay? You didn't begin to think so? No. The gods create us, not Uno. They did not fuck Uno and get no offspring without them. Right? So you want to hear the truth? This is it. And you guys, you know where you come from. Our skin, not white. Right? And those of us with light skin, Indians, Chinese, Arabs, Hispanics, and all the ethnicities don't belong to Europe, right? And if they want to go to Europe, they go to Europe as long as it's all right. But our territory is not for sodomites. Our territory is not for sodomites. You're violating the laws of nature, and that is not a part of the black people's existence. You are told to get out. Times when you chase black people out of their territory is done away with. It's done away with. These are the days when the same and use African name and title to benefit themselves. Until this day, a lot of us don't know any difference besides think that these people really have power and military of their own. They don't have none. Face the history, and you'll find out. Anything that they took from us and do whatever with it, it is still our substance. It's not theirs. It's not theirs. And if they think that all of what they come out around the world and kick us out of where we settle to live our lives, and they decided, no, we can't do that. We have, and you want the state and everything like that. You see? And then you set up your Republican and your Democrats, the democracy.
Democrats and Republicans, and come here to rule every minute, every hour that black people live, and you are here to tell us that we black, and you know, you know, give us no more money and this and that. Just think about that. This sodomite. Look in there, each other's ass, and come out here and talk to black people like that. Imagine that. They don't think that's it. No, you know, maybe we should be careful. Oh, no, 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 no. People think inside of their underdeveloped humanity art. They don't have our heart. They are teaching us evil. They think that they are beyond black people. They're going to find out who have intellect to know history and what is what. Who is who? Who own what? You know, they can have title under AD and Adamani, and they own this and own that. But what I am telling you right now, that the superseding government authority, this kingship, and all this time that these sodomites here harassing and killing black people, they were assuming that their AD and Adamani give them all this wealth. But AD and Adamani was always something artificial. It's spurious. It's not founding on any law. When you make law by 1220 AD with bogus emperor and popes, those things are not for civilized places on the earth. You know, that is for you and upper your fucking fucking ass, Europe, for over 2 million years. You don't come here just now and take over from us. No, not when the truth is right here in the book. You see, and, you know, and it's just that. I know that the gods have been waiting a long time for us to develop sense, to stand up and represent ourselves. You know, to make these guys come here and feel like they have weapons and like nobody cannot move them. The gods, when they get ready, my friends, when they get ready, they do. They will. Their act will be strange to folks like you who fool yourself that you have everything in the world. Who you want and you think that you have it all. Okay. You probably remember your outing and Phobos. Mars, Moon, Phobos, and what you were doing up there. And get your gadget blown out of the skies. Right? Yes. You get blown out of the sky. So now, who knows, you're up there with some finders. You may find some of your wreckage up there. Who knows? I'm telling you, my friends, that these white people that we are entangled with
and don't know what's going on. The world is the textbook here. National Geographic tells the story. How these white people carry out, you know, like for over some 12,000 years or more, carry out a scam against the black people. Carry out a scam successfully. It's just that it's not perfect. But they are successful. You know, I mean, someone is going to look back. Someone is going to look back and see, you know, how clever they were. You know, all the things, those who are act as directors and those who promote the thinking that they employ to do this kind of stuff when black people behave like they don't know what's going on. Yeah, I mean, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. But now, here is it. Open up. Can't duck this. You just can't duck this. Right? And they are uncivilized, but they are not uncivilized enough that they don't understand what position they put themselves in. And now, they don't have anybody coming after them with guns and all that kind of stuff. What do they want to do now? Kill off everybody? Because the truth is here. Can they kill the truth? No, they can't. What they have is their place where they originate. And fuck ass. I see that. They don't like for black people to talk about they are ass fuckers. They don't like that. White people don't like that. And that is their culture. Why they come here and make laws disrespecting black people and their sexuality? Why they want to change our sexuality? Right? And yet still behave like, you know, they don't want us to identify them as faggots. And that's what they are. You see, they think they are above black people until it's crying out loud, because they will not behave like they are inferior to black people. No. They will not behave like they are inferior to black people. They have a standard, they're better than black people. Because, and in a sense, you don't blame them, because the way we behave, we talk about World War I and World War II and a whole bunch of, and Christmas and Easter, and give credence to those things. So, how can you blame these honest fucking people that they feel like they are more glorified and above black people? The motto is to reduce black people to the blood is still the same blood. You can't change that. You see? And the fact is, you didn't learn. You didn't teach black people anything. You never did. You see, you're still under the spell of second development humanoid. You see. And black people don't come from there. They come from the third human development mixed with the gods, the Elohim blood and flesh. That's it. All this whole bunch of Billy Graham dog barking, I mean, foolishness is all over, because now we see Augustus brought back traditional festivals and ceremonies to revive the Roman state religion, which had declined during the turmoil of the late Roman Republic. You know what they're talking about right there? They tried to go off on their own after they got the education and begin to have mock government. That's what he's talking about. They crashed. You know, they went, like, as it were, bankrupt, and they had to resort back to it. The Polycythian system. All right?
But they're not done with it. But more of what they were doing here, right? They set up this Roman Republic. They behave like they are, you know, polytheistic people. The official state religion focused on worship of a number of gods and goddesses. Hello? Hello? Hello there? Did you hear that? Indo-European training as Romans and under religion. When no church had existed, they made their fictitious A.B. Anadamani calendar, and then they invent the church. Yeah. The church was established like 325 years after they claim they made the calendar. I personally don't, the calendar, when they make the calendar, the date that they give, I'm not certain about the date, but I would express that I don't think the date that they set and that we recognize today is the date or dates that they set up. You see, but they are good at backdating stuff. You know what they leave behind and didn't do? They do it today in secret and then, you know, put it out like it was out there a long time, backdate it and all that kind of stuff. These white sodomite fucking people are no good. No good for black people. No good. Good and follow us everywhere we go and settle. When they took 2 million years and weren't able to do it, and it's copycatting they're doing until this moment. Okay? And as they go, they're hard to be beaten. They can only fall into the trap of the gods themselves, the God set for them. Because all they're talking about, like, oh, you know, you can't beat them at their game. And it is written that they're wrong. You see? And they will fall when the time comes. But you can see how far they have gone into imitating civilized ways. Right? All we have to do is confront them now. Get out of this church and tell them, take the church back over to Europe. Take it over there. That's where it belongs. You see? And take the Pope out of our territory. Get him out. Send him back into the valleys of Europe. Everyone of our territory, come on, get out. Because all of these lies coming out on them, it's going to wash them away, these lies that they tell. They were mocking and imitating and talk about, you know, the official state religion focus on the worship. Listen, they were participating in these worship. They were doing these worship, you see, as nothing more than faking reality. A number of gods and goddesses. So, see here, it's clear. White people used to think that they're worshiping gods and goddesses, you know, 2,000 years ago, including Jupiter, Juno, Minerva, and Mars. And it goes on to tell you how they were even calling beginning with Augustus, emperors were often officially made gods by the Roman Senate. You see, so Roman Senate is talking about the Sodomites. Because remember, anyway, it's the Romans here and religion. It's the white people. Because 509 went off like about some 400 or 500 years ago. And see them here wearing the Roman title. You see? So when they talk about Roman state religion, these are the Sodomites, calling themselves Romans. You see, and remember now, they're going to go right down to 63 B.C. when they invade Palestine. And who invaded and fight a four-year war on 66 till 70 A.D.? Who did all of that? These same Indo-European Sodomites. They do it. And if you don't know it's them, you will think of some Roman group were abolished long time ago. It's them carry the name and carry the military. It's them. And if you don't know, it's them overthrow the king, you think it's somebody else. All right? So all of them ownership, where them have under Romans or Roman Empire, Roman Republic, and now under Byzantine. It's the AD and the Domini that they use. You see. So they stayed under polytheism and worked their way out and now begin to institute these things. Cleave bubble ideas. Cleave bubble ideas to use kingship law codes. Come on! Come on, mister! Look into the history book and the white people them fall down into the stream of ignorance and civilized way of life. The hypocrisy is just stiflingly stink. Church, white people am selling us church of Jesus, and they can't come to the understanding that Adam and Eve is not a story, and they should stop talking about it instead of trying to, you know, impress people with it, that believing make you okay and not knowledge. Come on! Come on! It is time for them to learn sense. You see, well, if they don't want to learn sense, we definitely want to learn sense. Because we were not born an idiot. We were born sane, but in an environment sodomite white people, it makes us stagger quite a bit. Right? But what it is what it is. And it is the identification of it. It's not believing in nonsense. It's getting the knowledge. And that's all you want. Now, if they can't come up and tell you how they what is AD on a Domini, what does that portend? What does that say for them? You know, they are criminals. Not since yesterday, but from their ancestors, from their ancestors' time, right? And they would want to think, what they have now is there. It's not theirs. And there's no magistrate here that can give them the things that they have. No, only if we were not talking about historical governmental rights. As long as we are talking about certified world history territorial rights that we are talking about. Because we are talking about kingship laws that govern the world. That's why they are writing a Bible and talk about God said this and God said that. They are writing what history gives to civilized hybrid people. That's what they're talking about. But they want to turn it off into spiritual things and write all those lies in the Bible and tell us to believe it. You understand what I'm saying, right? White people don't have not even a nickel. They don't have a dust of anything, right? And they would want to make arguments and make... So time that has elapsed don't change anything. Time elapsed change nothing. They are the same criminals, the blood of their ancestors, who started this whole bunch of idiocy, thinking that, okay, they're looking out for themselves. Yes, steal from us, we will never find out. Well, that's not true. We are children of God. We are children of God. And look here. If we were taking away what you have, you would have right to hold on to it. No, we have never stolen anything from you. You have stolen and killed us. And all these atrocities are piled up. Now, we are saying, get out. Because, you know, I mean, it's long overdue now for us to tell you to get out. And that's all we need. We never take anything from you. Nothing is needed more than white people go to their cot. Okay? White people go to your cot. It took some time. It took some time for us to fathom. Took some time. Took some time. And now we know what the truth is. We know what the truth is. Or that's all we need is the truth, the power. See? And the Lord on our side, when we are right, we are right. When we are wrong, we are wrong. All right. Now, so I tell you all the atrocities of these people and the cunning that they have exercised. It could never be a winning attitude that they took for being off human criminals and all that. They have everything piled up against them. And they don't know that they were headed into tragedy that they themselves create. See, they start throwing themselves into their own prison. You see? And all these things, I am telling you, white people, to get out of all of our territory. Because it's going to be something that you don't expect. I'm telling you, get back to your cot. You see, because the tragedy that you are owed to experience, you're better off where you come from. You're better off where you come from than to stay in our territories. Because surely you are out of your way on the African territory. You are out of your indigenous position. Don't come out here and think that you're bad, you know, so bad that, you know, you all do this and you all do that. Yeah. White people, you don't have any sense. Just don't have any sense. You think that you come here and have all these networks and stuff like that. You didn't come here with anything. You didn't come to our territory with anything. You must always remember that. And you're all behaving like, oh, no, I mean, you all got it. You all got what perish, and you ignore to elevate yourself to the standard of knowledge, right? And not fucking ask, because that's what you think that law that you claim to have and recognize to fuck each other's ass. And I'm telling you, get out, because there's no ceasing of this pressure, the energy that you want to leave our territory. The gods of Nibiru see to it, because when we are wrong, we are wrong. When we are right, we come back home to where we belong. And that's the way it ought to be. All right? You go make peace with your God. what you say you have. It's not the Elohim God that creates us in the history. And you want us to think that what you write in the Bible is our creation. The fuck your ass will you come from? Get off our territory. That's what you are to do. Okay? It's the only right thing to do. Go back where you come from. You can't be wrong there. You cannot be a sinner there. You're a sinner here. Right? Yes, because you're sinning against nature. And besides, you don't want to do it yourself. Find yourself into some corner of the country and go do it yourself. No, I mean, you're all over the place. All over the place. Fucking ass. And you want us, you take over our school and everything and say, yeah, we must learn to fuck ass too. And I'm telling you, get out, man. Get out. AP Anatomy is not for us. Never was. Now. So now, you see what they have done and go right on to carrying on Christianity, right? They go from right here and make up Christianity. The timeline is right here for you to see what they do. And here they talk and said, all these gods are listed here where they worship, right? And said, the Romans believe that the observation of proper rituals, listen, by state priests brought them into a right relationship with the gods. Romans talking about gods. Who are these Romans? It's not the Romans up at Rome, Italy, 509 BC. There was no more Romans with a army anywhere. So who took the army and take over that place in 509 BC? They say are noblemen. Who are those noblemen who call themselves Romans? Who are they? Cousin to the king or what? You see what I mean? So they go on talk and all that kind of thing and say, this guaranteed peace and prosperity indeed the Romans believe. These same chaka chaka asked fucking Indo-European calling themselves Romans, this guaranteed peace and prosperity indeed the Romans believed that their success in creating an empire meant the empire that they used to kill black people meant that they had earned the favor of the gods. You see, as the politician Cicero claimed in the first century BC, we have overcome all nations of the world because we have realized them, the so-called Romans, Indo-European, realized that the world is direct and governed by the gods. See? So I am telling you what these white people around us that's talking about America is their country. And Trump, who is supposed to be the president who has lost his election to Biden, as you expect of humans to be. He's the president. He lost the election. And he doesn't have enough sense to know that. This is not something you can do. You know what I mean? A person with, you know, above ground intelligence, faced with this situation, you have lost. Come on. you know, you can express that you would have loved to go on another 4 years. You can say all stuff like that, but come on, please. There is nothing there that aids justification to do the kinds of stuff that this guy did. And, you know, I mean, I don't need him to bluster what I am saying, because what I'm saying is history. But anybody else listening to me and don't know much of what I'm saying, you know, I mean, you'd have to, like, look at what Trump did and know that, you know, civilization doesn't subscribe to what he did. I mean, it's not that any of them are fully civilized, but a lot of them know better because he must be the first one who have done that. Now, my friends, I hope you understand what I'm saying. We are talking about jurisdiction. And I'm saying to you that white people have no jurisdiction in none of African territory. They don't have government authority, none at all. They are violating us. We are the one who failed to prosecute them. But we don't ever waive our rights. And I'm telling them now, I am prosecuting this. Them in their courthouse are nowhere. I'm just telling them, because I expect our gods to do what they please. Once we have established the knowledge of what is kingship jurisdiction and who has given black people inalienable rights, it's not this fucking ass constitution that they have that don't give black people any rights. Like they are talking about, you swear that you're U.S. citizen. No. That's fucking nonsense. Uncivilized stuff. Black people don't come from where they are putting us out. No. So just know that you're a half-developed human, okay? And you're a sodomite culture. Get out of our place. Get out of our place. It's good for education that everybody understands. You see, because remember, life is going to hand, right? And manifestation of what the truth about life is something we can't live without. We can't live without the truth. But these white people are going to come here and tell us, kill us and do every fucking nasty stuff to us. And we suck it down. Now, listen. Gay men officially made, just like I tell you about in the, I just read here, Augustus. They're gay men. You know? Like King Leopold. In the Congo or Africa. Go there and take over all of that place and all of the wealth and stuff like that. And the guy is 100% a sodomite. Okay? And this is the kind of a condition that black people stoop down to. You know, let the gods help us. Let the gods help us. I think, you know, if one person is able to stand up and the gods can identify, well, all right, we have something going on here, right? But at least if someone and establish the God's image. And of course, they are pleased with that and something good is happening. And, you know, I mean, use the jet stream force, as it were, kick them out into the abyss and say, they're going to find out we really didn't need them all along. They make us needy and stuff like that. You're going to find out, oh, my gosh, we never could have believed this.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. And it's unfortunate that you white people found it difficult, that you could not respect the gods who set up the foundation of life on earth and brought civility, and you start to behave like you're the one who brought civility. And it's just never, 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 ever possible to be like that. And you want to take away credibility from the gods that established all of this, every glitz and things that are pleasant for life, just did not establish your sodomite way of life. And you decide that you're going to disrupt all of the God's way. You see? That you want us to become sodomite. You know, that's the evolutionary stuff. We are not evolutionary creatures. We are hybrids. And you come here and decide to do that to us. No, no, no. You're paying for it. You're paying for it. You're paying for it. Anybody want to help you pay for it, they can go on with you, right? Because we don't want you in our territory. Black people don't want white people in their territory. White people who come and tell black people they are better than them while you are enjoying our wealth and we don't have nothing. And be like, we don't have government. No, you know, we have by far government from long ago. And now you have us behave like we don't have any. Kingship government, our God's reign. So let me read a little here. Don't have much long to go. Expose Indo-European fraudulent feigning part of a feigning part on the Elohim religious establishment. Feigning. Feigning.
Say.
In part. Feigning. Okay.
Let's see.
Feigning in part. Feigning in part of the Elohim religious establishment, because they can't feign everything, right? So I'm being fair, right? This is expose. This is expose on Indo-European fraudulent feigning. In part, Elohim, religious establishment. Proved to be white men's sodomite fraud. Right? What they have been feigning about turns out to be a fraud. To accept. To accept fraud, to acceptance. To acceptance. To acceptance of the King of Rome. He says, proved to be white men's sodomy fraud. Yes, it's fraud. To accept
to accept it is to assume yes, fraud, to assume, the king of Rome dynasty. To assume King of Rome dynasty and is Roman and his Roman name, right? So so this is the expose on Indo-European fraudulent feigning, in part of the Elohim religious establishment. It proves to be white men Sodomy fraud to assume the king of Rome dynasty and his Roman name. See what the criminal achieved doing so. Right? See what the criminals achieve doing so. All right. Now we know exactly the channel the white Sodomite made their illegal emperor. Now we know exactly the channel. The white people Sodomite made their illegal emperor, illegal emperors. We know what they have done to make their illegal emperors and start to make laws. See? Now we know that. I think so far what I have said would bring good sense of it, right? All right, see here. Right? Because when it says here, Augustus brought back additional festivals and ceremonies to revive the Roman state religion, which he had which had declined during the turmoil of the late Roman Republic. The official state religion focused on the worship of a number of gods and goddesses. including Juno, including Jupiter, Juno, Minerva. And Mars, in addition, beginning with Augustus. Emperors were often officially made gods by the Roman in these same Sodomite Indo-Europeans, you see, and confuse people today with real Romans. Yes, by emperors with Augustus. Emperors were often officially made gods by the Roman support for the emperor. This is the kind of trick, my friends. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. There is nothing else here for me to, you know, to continue on. Time is against us now, and I hope that something good come off, you know, on the lecture here today. Take good care. We'll see you on the next one.
Used to think that love was just a fairy tale, until that first hello, until that first smile. But if I had to do it all again, I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause this love is everlasting. Suddenly you're in love. Ooh, yeah. Girl, you're everything a man could want and more. 1,000 words are not enough to say what I feel inside. Holding hands as we walk along the shore. Never felt like this before. Now you're all I'm living for. Suddenly and suddenly you're in love. Each day I pray this love affair would last forever. Suddenly, you're in love. Ooh, there's beauty up above. Things we never take, no. Suddenly